Oh my. Those crows are ravens. Can never tell the difference.
I believe they're ravens. That's what I'm hoping. It's hard. I think the beak is how you tell the difference. They have more of a hump on their beak.
You are right. I love Google. Also looks like they have coarser feathers too. Like they have more distinction in their feathers, where crows are a little bit slicker.
Like ravens kind of have a mohawk sometimes, I think.
They're
Yeah.
both really cool birds. Lying all day has been in a very chatty mood, so she's out in the living room squawking and carrying on like someone's trying to kill her.
How's everyone doing? We think we'll get any more than us. Can you guys not hear me, or are you just being quiet?
No, we can hear. I can hear
Okay,
you.
I'm just
Okay, guys.
ignoring you.
I know. I really felt like I was getting ghosted. I'm like, I don't know. Is anybody really here? I heard them talking.
We were just ignoring you. It's just
I
like,
see.
it's Susan again. She's just going to talk
Yes.
about RA stuff. Who wants to talk about that? It's no fun.
It is no fun compared to bird talk.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we will get started. We have our work cut out for us to get a few more tickets reviewed. So announcements. I'm trying to think if there's anything we've got. We haven't met for a few days, so I will just say that on Monday, I think Cornelia posted this to Slack, but on Monday we will talk about extending the wildcard lookup in the item barcode. So this was raised, I can't remember which institution raised this.
It was a library in New Zealand, so the
Okay.
person who asked won't be there,
Okay.
probably.
Well, I hope she's there because I don't know how to talk about her
You
stuff.
could, yeah, no, you can just read through her Slack comments and then,
Okay.
yeah, because I won't be here next week.
Right, you're off next week. Well, that is fine. We will have a conversation about it, but it comes down to the kind of front and back truncation for wild cards. I mean, or look, wild cards on the front end and the back end of barcodes for checkout. Or for item
There's
barcodes, rather.
in checkout.
I don't remember if it was checkout now that I said it out loud. I was like,
Oh,
that
okay.
might not be right.
I was gonna say because there is functionality in checkout. I think Brooks Travis added it while he was still PO. That it's in the search
Yes.
settings where you can auto truncate barcodes.
Yes, but it's only at the end of the barcode
They're looking
and
at the front, which I'm
front.
not.
No.
The use case is very weird. Like I can't. So we'll dig into it
Yeah.
next on Monday. And
Yes.
it's a use case where they have a bad, like they literally have a bad barcode reader, like, or they can't scan their barcodes in properly the first time, and so it's causing problems. I kind of feel like they need to fix that part, but I'm not 100% sure. Anyway,
Yeah.
we're going to talk
I'll.
about it.
Yeah, I'm feeling that way as well, but you can read through everything she wrote in Slack. I link to the to her messages and you can discuss
Yeah,
it
that'd be
next
great.
week.
I'll also ping Anne since she's over check in, check out. to see if she can make it to that meeting, just so that she's aware of the conversation, and she might be able to add some more details of why it's a bad idea.
So Anne was the one who suggested the person from the New Zealand Library to bring this to the SIG discussion. So
Okay,
I'll let her
and
know
I
that it's going on next Monday.
yes, please do that.
Yeah, and I do feel like I don't remember if it was at WolfCon during the search, the differences in the different kinds of search and wild cards. I think it might have come up in that conversation, like how different searches functions in Folio work differently for wild cards, especially, and truncation. And I think it came up there and then ended up on our plate after. So we're going to talk about that on Monday for those of you that will be there. And if there are any other agenda items to raise on Monday, let us know. For now, we are going to be talking about the next Volaris tickets. So we are up to, and correct me if I'm wrong, Cornelia,
No,
3937.
wait a second. So we have new people on here, Scott and
Oh.
Katie. It's your first time, isn't it?
Oh,
Because should
yeah. Yeah. Maybe we should go around and do welcomes and
yeah,
introduce each.
or yes, or at least explain what we're doing.
Yeah, maybe we
Yes.
should give some context. Sorry.
Yeah.
Welcome to new folks. So this Thursday meeting, every other Thursday, we have a group who is looking through older tickets in JIRA, which are features that have been written up for development in Folio. And some of them are old, so we're reviewing whether or not they need to be refined, so further detail or changed in some way, whether we can close them because the development of Folio has gone in a different direction or they're no longer necessary, or whether they're ready for development and we want to flag them that way. So I will, for folks, I put this in Slack, but I will put it in the chat. Here is the, this is a link to the agenda that we're using. These biweekly meetings, the agenda is pretty much the same. It is a link to the Volaris ticket review filter in JIRA. And then it also has a spreadsheet, which Cornelia is updating as we have our discussions to say what each ticket we decided to do with. So, and I usually share my screen. Are there any questions about what we're doing before we get started?
Nope,
And I
all
want to
good.
totally encourage lurking. Lurking is totally fine if you don't have anything to contribute. Yes, Scott, go ahead.
I was going to say everything's fine. Just to introduce myself, I'm Scott Peterson with Mobius, Missouri, so we're Library Consortium. I know Katie because she's one of our sending partners, and we manage about 62 libraries, so the circulation issues are something I specialize in.
Fantastic. Nice to have you here.
I was gonna say, I guess I know Scott well. I'm Katie Ramon. I'm the systems librarian at the University of Missouri. So we have four campuses, and it's a consortium of four campuses and the State Historical Society. So I deal with everything from acquisitions, the data import, to resource access. But I think it's what I mostly focus on is resource access. But unfortunately, I am a member of the reporting SIG and the metadata management. I'm the number, I attend several SIGs. So I do a little bit of everything. So I sometimes the metadata management or reporting SIG cancel. So I'm hoping to kind of go back and forth between SIGs and attend as much meetings as possible. So it's just, I'm kind of the person that mostly deals with the Folio community. So
Great.
apologize if I can't attend all meetings.
Oh, no worries at all. We're happy to have you. There are lots of people in your position that they pop in periodically. And if you subscribe to the RA Resource Access channel on Slack, you'll see what we post the agenda. You can always check the agenda on our wiki page in advance. So we try to get that out there a day or two before so that everyone knows what to expect or if we've canceled, because we do cancel sometimes. So you will see that as well on the Slack channel. All right, so let us dive in if there are no other questions. Let's see. Are you ready, Cornelia, for action? I'm going to share my screen. All right. So this is our, don't be too alarmed. I know it's very busy. It is, this is Jira for the folks who have not seen it. We are looking at, I jumped right into the link from the agenda, and it is, essentially, what we're looking at is a filter. If you look at the URL bar, it's just going into the issues, which is Jira, and a filter number. And this filter is essentially all open tickets that are in draft or open or not closed, basically, that are assigned to the development team, Volaris. So Volaris has done a lot of work on resource access adjacent functionality. And so we're looking, this is really all tickets that are assigned to them. That doesn't mean that they're all ours. Some of them we've come across and are like, this doesn't really feel like ours. But you'll, these tickets have a name, a description, they have labels, and you'll see sort of what we look at for each of these. This is one we've already done. It says RA intended to close. So these are the labels that we're adding as we go through this list. So the tickets, there are a total of 93 down here on the bottom. We are down at, what did I say, Cornelia? 39, 37, is that right? So why can't it tell us which one? We're over halfway, which is very exciting. So we are going to take a look at this one, send patron notices to the proxy who checked out the item or requested the item. I can say probably this is, we still want this. This is proxy functionality paused at a certain place, and there's a couple few things that need to be done with proxies. And one of them is whether or not the setting it up so the proxy gets the notification instead of or in addition to the actual user who is or the sponsor. So this one looks like I'm guessing it probably still needs some refinement, although it's got quite a bit of detail in it.
Yeah, I was going to suggest splitting it, but it looks like it's already, well, it still might need to be split again.
Because it, you mean
Because,
here, because of these.
no, the whole thing, because it's sending notices for items that are checked out and also for, and then also notices for requests. I'm not sure if that would be something that it would make more sense to split into two separate tasks.
Okay.
Or two separate UX prods, but yeah, I think this. I agree. I think this could go probably for further refinement. It's going to be tricky to figure out how to do it,
Yeah.
but that's going to be amenable to everybody.
Yeah. I was going to say, is this already, I can't remember if this is already active.
I
No, it
think
is
it is.
not. You can choose. You can choose it in the
Right.
user record, but it's not active.
Sorry, I didn't mean active. Like it's our this is
Like,
already displays,
yeah,
right?
yes, it's displayed, but it doesn't work the way it is displayed. So
Exactly. That's what
it
I
leads to confusion.
was
Yes, yes.
remembering that. Yeah. So I think this one's a further refinement for sure. All right. And again, the other thing I would say we do in these meetings is resist the urge to do too much of the actual refining. Because our goal is to be moving through these relatively quickly and coming up with how to move forward with them, but then move, not get bogged down. Because prior to doing any refinement, our next step is to prioritize. So we really want to put the things that we want to be developed next, get those refined first. All right, update circ log to include lost items requiring actual cost processing page entries. Yes, we definitely need this. This is something that is this has got to be relatively new. I think we're getting up there in terms of when these were created, because it's oh yeah, look at this, January 2023. So this is exciting because before we were looking at things that were like super old. This we're getting into current, more present moment things. So this one definitely needs to be done. The
It's
question is,
almost 3 years now.
it's all relative,
The
Cornelia. It's all relative. Yeah, so this one is, this was just, I think, an oversight in the actual cost that things were not getting logged in circ log, so you can't see when something gets billed using actual cost and notices
I say
things
we
are
close
not
this, this
sent.
won't do.
Shut up. Won't do. All right, we're definitely doing this one. Okay, so further refinement on this one.
Oh, there is a comment from this year. Steph asked Tim if this feature could drop in priority. No.
What? Drop in priority. What was its, what is its priority? I didn't see. It's a P2. I think it should be a P2. Maybe it was a P1 before. I don't know.
No, it's a P2. I think the only reason why she probably asked that is because on the dev team side, they look at stats and P2s rank up there as like, why do you have so many P2 open issues? So if they
Oh.
drop it down to a P3, it doesn't ping their stats as bad.
I
It
see.
probably won't change how quickly we get done. It just makes their makes the
Gotcha.
stats look better.
That makes sense. All right. Current folio configuration. This is a very vague. Oh, this is a parent. Wait. Is why is this? This one doesn't have. This is again me not understanding the little. What is the difference between the light bulb and the whatever this other thing is? Lightning bolt.
Light bulb is a usually a new feature or feature work. The lightning bolt is usually an epic, if I remember correctly.
Is that?
If you click on it and hover over the icon, it should tell you what it is.
That one's an epic. So this is an
Yeah.
an epic within an epic, an umbrella within an epic. I'm so
Yeah,
confused. I've never seen that before with two of them nested like that.
You can do a lot of weird things with Jira.
Okay. So this is new
I know how to figure
work. New feature is the little light bulb idea. All right. So, well.
Yes. We could definitely use that because we have had a couple libraries when we add in various items from a discover a inventory wand to self-checkout machine and be able to edit those tables directly, change the passwords, the parameters. That'd be a big help for us.
Okay. So it's
Right.
about the adding, this is about adding SIP to configuration to the UI. Is that what this is?
It's about getting to the interface tables that like configure SIP to that right now you have to have go to EBSCO's team to get it to work to do any work on it.
Gotcha.
And this will get allow us to edit and change passwords, the assigned UUIDs for locations, things like that, especially to be very helpful if you're testing things.
Gotcha. Amelia?
So, is the idea for this to add just an API endpoint that could update those things? Or, I get actually, no, in scope, new settings UX. Okay, so this is also adding something to settings. Never mind, answered my own question.
Yeah, and but I
Looks like
think part of
they're
the issue of this might
slow to
be
go.
is, and this is more on the hosting side, is SIP2 is shared by multiple libraries. Or like it's the same thing with Z39.5 and I want to say NSIP. So I'm not sure, like, how easy you could do this because of how it's deployed. But yeah, I mean, it would be nice to have these as settings that you could go in and change them live in the environment. I also don't know if you have to restart the module when you change the settings. I'm guessing because right now they're configuration files, you have to restart the module when you change any configuration settings.
All right. So this sounds like this is something that admins want. So let's put this in further refinement. It looks like it's going to need a fair amount of fleshing out and maybe even splitting up since there's a fair amount in.
And maybe it's even too technical for our sake, but I don't see a place for it anywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah, the
we
only
would.
other SIG that I could think of is, and it's not really even a SIG, is the server admins group. But I don't think they pick up any tickets.
Yeah.
I kind of agree. I think this might actually become an epic.
Yeah. Further refinement for now, though. All right. LC Reader, oh, this sounds like might be Library of Congress. Reader registration data flow. So I don't
I
know.
think most of this has already been worked on.
Okay.
Because this is their integration with Locate.
Oh,
And I know a
yes.
lot of this work has already been done.
Oh, look.
Yeah, actually, maybe all of it.
Maybe all of it. So, could we ping someone? Like, if this is an umbrella ticket and all of the underlying stuff has been done, maybe it is just hasn't been closed.
Yeah.
How would we go about checking with
Kalia
that?
is the reporter. You could ping her.
Kalila is.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Amelia, I cut you off. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I could check with the folks on the Valeris team because they've been working pretty closely with LOC on this. I think there's still work that needs to be done on the locate side, but we probably can close this, but I can double check with them as well.
All right, so Cornelia, could you flag that in the spreadsheet that Amelia is going to check?
Yes, already done.
Oh, thank you. All right. Create a new patron notice policy trigger to configure a template for actioning on automated aged lost fees and fines. Boy, that's a lot of words. Tom, did you write this one? No, I'm kidding.
Nope, I didn't do it. Julie did it. It's her fault. Her fault.
Oh, this is about payment. Okay.
I can see the utility for this. I know a couple of libraries actually want something like this, so that if they do have an automated fine or age of loss, they want to do an actual cost or an update on it, they can get it. I'm just not 100% sure if we couldn't do it with some of the features we have already.
Yeah, there aren't very many, there's not a lot of granularity in triggers for notice policies. There's basically fee fine charge, right? Or whatever, creation and fee fine adjustment or whatever, which is like, it's never clear to me. Does that mean wave? Wave doesn't trigger anything. Pay, does that trigger? If it gets
No,
canceled, it
canceled
triggers,
is.
right?
Yeah,
Canceled
it's
is
only
trigger.
canceled only.
But it doesn't, it's not clear because the trigger in the policy is adjustment. I can't remember. I think it's adjustment. It's something very vague. And you have to just know that that's what it means. So pay, waive, transfer, as described here in this block, don't have triggers. So the notify patron checkbox doesn't even exist because we don't have the ability to trigger it. So I think this is probably further development. I'm not sure if this falls on your plate, Tom, as fee fine or the intersection of fee fine and notices. Yeah. So.
I think it's a little bit, and also the way Julie has this written, this almost feels more like an epic and not
Yeah.
a individual ticket. I can take a
Yeah.
look at it then. I'm at least change the title of it, but I would say if you want to put this in for further refinement, we already have a few for further refinement, which deals with similar functionality that this is talking
Yeah.
about. So I
Really?
think
Which ones?
with where was it? I think when we were going through the CERC ones with Flores, didn't we have I'm positive there was something in there about sending notices or the ability to send manual notifications when you waived a fine, when you paid a fine, that sort
Yeah.
of thing. In fact, it actually might be some of the tickets that are linked here.
Yeah.
I do remember us mentioning them. I can't remember what the exact numbers are off the top of my head, though. All right, there.
It might be this one. That, oh no, this is the
Yeah.
next one.
It's the
4001
next
is the
one.
next one.
What about that one? Yeah.
It might be this
2X5,
one.
2252.
What 22?
Oh no, this is the multiple
22, 22,
notices.
no.
That's multiple.
Yeah. I mean,
I
the other
feel
thing we
like I
could.
saw it also, Tom. You're not, I don't think you're going crazy. I
Yeah.
think I vaguely remember as
I
well.
think with all of these, what might actually be better is if we, once we get done with this, is collect all of them together. And we could even probably talk about this in the fee fine working group, is honestly close out all these tickets and just write new baseline tickets that more clearly describe the functionality and how we want it to work.
Right.
But yeah, I think
But
it's worth running.
Julie already put a lot of work in those. I think they don't need a lot of refinement, maybe. And we want this really
Yeah,
badly.
we
Yes. Right.
definitely want it, right? And here's a the second one is also related. It's the same. Oh, it doesn't have as much in it. About configuring the template for paying automated overdue fines. So it's similar. How is this different?
Yeah,
This is for
she
fees,
did it.
fines, overdue fines versus age to loss fines. I think they're just two
Yeah.
different things.
Yeah, they are just different trades between the two automated fines.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there is a third automated fine, the reminder fees, and they need this functionality as well.
Okay.
So there's not a ticket yet for this. So I hope some German library will put in some funds into developing those, and then we can
Right.
use it to extend it to all of the automated finds.
Yeah,
Our
that's
libraries
part of
could.
the difficulty. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Scott.
I was going to say our libraries could use this too, because I know a couple would like to have a way to have fine notices sent out, and they could go and pay them via the template.
Oh, pay it from the temp, like.
Well, isn't this what it means if you have a template to pay an automatic overdue fine? Or am
No,
I
not the,
misunderstanding?
well.
yeah, this is when you go into Folio and you mark a fine as being paid, or you waive a fine, or you perform an action on a fine fee within the Folio UI. It sends a notice to the patron, so
Okay.
like they would get kind of like the pay one. The closest thing to that would be just like a receipt. What you're talking about is actually one that we looked at before. That's the ability to add a payment gateway to Folio, so that you could tie in an external like credit card processor or something. So you could add a link to a fine notice that goes out that says something along the lines of pay this fine now, and it would send it to your credit card processor, and that would send a call to Folio saying this fine was paid.
Okay, got it.
No, I see why that's confusing though, Scott. It's a template for when it's paid. You get the template. It's very confusing. Okay. So that one's in the same boat as 4,000 for the refinement. Bulk edit Heatran blocks. Let's see. So basically adding the ability to update patron blocks in a bulk in bat a bulk edit. Boy, I don't.
So this one's already open.
Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
and I have a feeling that Magda is probably going to swing by and probably start refining this when they get more into the resource access part of bulk edit,
Yeah.
as they progress with their working group, so we could possibly leave this alone.
Yes.
Yeah, it's already open, so I would just mark it as ready for, we have RA ready for dev. We don't have very many things in that category, but we have it. We have it. And then,
Really? Should we mark it or should we just leave it to Magda? Because
it's not really ours,
it's
I
not really
guess.
ours.
Yeah, we could leave it. I just don't want to forget that we've looked at it. And this one is another bulk edit one. So custom fields in bulk edit.
I think this is the same as the last one, and since
Same,
it's
yeah.
user data, I don't think we even have to really worry about it. This is Amelia's problem.
Right. This one's actually definitely is a user's user management one. I see. Because again, remember that this is the filter on this is just Volaris. So if they're working on it and it's not ours, they're not flagged as resource access. These are flagged as something just for the development team. Even though there's a lot of overlap. This one has a stretch goal for Poppy. Wow. Add validation for patron notice templates. Okay, this is not even, there's nothing, there's no there here, it looks like.
Yeah, it says just to house the
A linked
related story.
story, but where is the story? Oh, it's for this. For this?
My guess is yes.
Okay.
Yes, why not?
Right. Yeah, I guess.
That's why you clone things.
Yeah, exactly.
Because otherwise they'll just get closes, won't do.
Yes. So it sounds like, well, this one seems like it needs some, at least some write up, whether or not, I mean, I'm guessing that it is it the templates themselves that you're adding the validation to, or the,
Yeah.
like
My
the,
guess.
yes. Yes,
Yeah.
it is that you don't forget to close the loans, the multiple loans,
Yeah.
whatever this is called.
Oh, right. The
Yeah, the
multiple loan
loops.
tag, the
Yeah.
repeat loan tag.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So this is pretty simple.
It's simple, but we should put it for refinement because I think we should at least add that here so we know what the heck it
Yes.
is. But this is helpful because a lot of people got stuck. They were getting empty tags, right? Or empty notices where tokens were not getting filled in. Let's see. Send a notice in multiple languages.
This is dangerous. Someone found an API endpoint. Oh,
Oh,
not even
great.
API endpoint. Someone found a code comment.
Well, I'm curious how it's supposed to work in practice. Is there going to be a preferred language field in the patron record that matches with this? Or are you going to send out multiple languages regardless?
It would have to be. This is something where like this would be blocked on the notice side. There would have to be a preferred language on the user level, and it would include patrons as well as staff. And then the engine would have to be able to pick that up and then send out the notification in that. I think this is actually a cool idea, but this is a larger internationalization issue with Folio in general. Like,
Yeah.
we would need to pull the data from somewhere else.
Right. Amelia?
I was just going to say, if we did have a preferred language for users, that would also be potentially a different way for a user to update, like a preference for the UI language.
Right.
Maybe if we wanted that outside of settings. I'm not sure because we're still pretty early on in implementing user preferences, but maybe if we are adding a field to the user record, it could do double duty on this.
Yeah. And you're talking about user preferences for staff users primarily, right? So yeah, it's like
Modules.
this is again where like patron user, staff user gets muddied.
Well, another thing I wonder is if you have, for instance, a patron who is in the United States and they speak, say, Russian, and you want their preferred notice being Russian, do you have to, does it automatically translate it with the possibility of it turning into pidgin Russian where nothing makes sense? Or would you have to actually put it into Cyrillic and therefore hopefully you can understand it before it gets sent out? That's kind of, I see the potential for it, but I think there's also just a lot of loopholes have to go through to make it work.
Agreed. I would say that the implementation of this would be that for every language that you wanted to allow your users to select, you would have to create a template package for each one of the languages.
Exactly.
This probably came from, I know, like some of the libraries that Julie worked with, they speak German and or use German and English. So my guess is this is probably kind of from the needs of some of those institutions where they do have like two or three different languages that they're constantly communicating in. But yeah, I mean, this is a heavy left one.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So I think we have the option of leaving it in here, knowing that it's not really gonna get prioritized anytime soon, I can't imagine, above a lot of the other things that we really need, that lots of libraries are asking for. What do people think about close versus further refinement to willow wither away in the bottom of our priority list?
How long is it? I'll close it. Yeah. Sorry.
No, fine. No problem, Scott. I was going to say, I was just going to say, in all honesty, the likelihood of this being developed is probably very, very low. So, as much as I'd like to say refine it, I kind of agree. Like, I think we should probably just close it and then maybe reopen it later if we need to.
Yeah, if we get to the point where we have that much extra time to be looking at it, we can think about it.
I would focus more if we want to do that, but again, that kind of falls under users, is internationalization for individual users, including patrons. And then once that was in place, then I think the ticket would be more relevant, but.
Yeah. All right. Woohoo, we closed one. Hooray. Go us. Let's see. Ability to choose and display any element in the user search result display. Oh yeah. So when you look at the results, you are it's a fixed list of fields that are displayed, and you can't and those and if you wanted to sort by something, you can only sort by the ones that are there. And I don't know, they might not even all sort. There was a time when they didn't. Okay, so this exists in other search results that you can add fields. Yeah, Amelia.
Yeah, I think I believe that users even has some amount of configuration on this, but I don't think it includes every field.
Okay.
Can you check if this has the user management label? Okay, it does. Good.
Stretch goal, Poppy. Yeah, so this seems like it's something we want to be able to do. One of these. Oh, look, this is already closed. So maybe. I don't know. I haven't seen, I honestly haven't looked at
So
it recently.
there are here, I'm looking in our production environment. There are options in the actions menu to hide the columns that currently display, but there aren't any additional columns that you can select to
It's
display.
just these six, right?
Active
Name, active
barcode.
barcode, group.
Name actually doesn't have the option to be hidden, but
Okay,
everything,
but
because
it's
that has the
there, you know.
link to display the to view the record is in the name column. So I think that's why you can't hide it.
But there's no option to add any other.
No, not yet.
All right. So yeah, I would say this is further refinement. I definitely have had use cases where we would want to do that. But this is, I mean,
This
this
is
is
not our
actually
A
use.
for the refinement. It's you, the measure.
it's actually Amelia's issue. All
Yes.
right,
So I put
Amelia.
a note in, leave it for
Leave it
you, the
for
management.
UM.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Oh, this is also user management. Same, export user records to single page or CSV. All right, here's one that's RA. When using the multiple loans token, all select tokens should appear between, yes, not just loans tokens. Okay.
I can kind of see why they want to do that. We get people trained to do it one way, then you have to try to do some other way. Plus, where's between the tokens is what are replicates or duplicates. So you have to have the extra program to say duplicate these tokens, but not the others. I would say this is more trouble than it's worth.
We've had a problem with this where we realized that something was, there was a situation where we had, oh, we were trying to pull, it was before, when it was only available for single, we had in a paragraph, in our introductory paragraph, we had a token for like the fee fine owner or something that was specific to one of the items. And then it couldn't do it because then it just left it blank because it was a token that was outside the iteration of the loans. And so it couldn't find that one because there might be multiple. So
So is this the thing that you go into the tokens model and click
I
several
can't get to here from now.
click several tokens and then those that belong to the loan are inside the tags and those that belong to the title are not.
That's correct. And I think what they want to have is just put everything inside the multiple tokens so they don't have to worry about it, as opposed to, for instance, the name, title, address are outside, while anything related to the loan itself, which is the book title, the due date, and so on, goes within the multiple loans tokens. And this is more of a training issue. There could be some refinement, like you put in the multiple loans tokens, it only lets certain tokens appear within those brackets. But once you kind of know it, it's not that it's workable.
This gets back to my whole premise of throw the baby and the bathwater out when it comes to templates.
So, do we think we want to propose to close this? And I should have said this as well, that the when we propose to close something, when we finish doing this process for this list of 93 items, we will send our list of proposed closures to the Slack channel and raise it at a meeting so that people can speak up if we want to, if they want to, for any of the given token, I mean, any of the given tickets.
Sure.
So does this seem like a closure or
I'd close it.
any
Yeah, let's kill it all.
objections? Okay. Close it is. All right. Adding current date as a notice token. This I think is makes sense. I know when we first started writing our token, I mean, writing our notices, we wanted to be able to do this and we were not able to. We've gotten around it. Like, I don't know, it goes out by email. So you're going to get an email with the date stamp on it. But if people want to have, well, if anybody, we end up developing printing notices, which, whether that's for printed bills or anything like that, you would need to be able to print the current date on it, and it's not currently a token.
I
I
agree.
yeah.
And it
I
looks like
think
this one's open already. So.
right, and this might actually be getting done already. I thought the work being needed for National Library of Sweden and their in-house use only, I forget what they named it. It was originally Reading Room Circulation, and it got renamed. I want to say that they actually required this token. There was a current date token that they were requiring. So this might already be done.
Okay.
So it was
Well,
done for staff slips a long time ago.
oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of then.
interesting. Wouldn't that be easy to translate over?
So this is why I'm getting like this is what annoys me with the whole templates for emails and staff slips and all that is that because we have this UI layer on top of it, the devs are restricting the data going to those front ends. Where if we were to get rid of the UI and just literally pass the raw API data to the front ends, we could just leverage handlebars and mustaches templating engine. And some of that is actually date time functions, loop functions. Like they even have if then functions and all these other things. So that's why I was like before is like I'd just throw it all out and just go simplified with the raw templating engine. But that's me.
Yeah. All right. So
Yeah,
this
but
one looks
normal people need to work.
exactly. The mere mortals need to be able to use it, Tom.
I mean, you're doing it now. Like honestly, like what you're doing now is you are working with a templating engine, but instead of typing in curly bracket and field,
Or
you're
just
selecting
selecting
from
it,
menu.
right?
Yeah, it's just inserting it for you.
Yeah.
So,
That's
but
true.
we need that.
We
You're
need
all very intelligent people. You can do it. I
the
believe in
I
you.
All right, Cornelia, I think this one is ready for
One is
dev. It's already open.
yes.
All right. Oh yes, we want this. This is mine. Sort the
Yes.
darn pick slips. So first by effective location, then by shelving order. I think this one is, I don't know if this is needs more work. I'm not being a developer. We have like it's got all the
Wasn't it worked on
keys.
by a group even? And it
Maybe.
does have, it's all open. It does have open
These are all open. The one that
circles.
isn't shelved. This part,
Tom did
oh.
it, so
Tom did it, so good. This one
I
is
did
the
it.
only one. This is still in draft, and this current, the one we're looking at is open, but this, oh, it duplicates this though.
Yeah.
Is it a, oh, maybe it was a merge situation.
It's very well possible because I might have cloned this one over to
This one.
request because I don't think this data facet is stored in a request object or it's even
Right.
outputted in a request object. So
So is this part though, the displaying the shelf order and request, is that incorporated into the one we're looking at or no? Do you think?
see.
Like if it's a duplicate, then it's
No,
not.
if you go ahead and click on
Oh,
that
here it
one.
is. Here it is right here. Adding shelving
Yeah.
order to request object.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then should we close this one if it's a duplicate?
Well, that's, I think, displaying the shelving order in the UI.
Oh,
Two
I see.
different tickets, two different tickets, and you
Yeah.
just copied them,
Okay.
yes, right?
Yeah. So what
Okay.
you could do is remove the link between the two.
They're related. Isn't there
Yeah.
one where you can add it as a related and not a, because I don't want it to say duplicate, even though you did clone it. Is there a way to change that relationship?
Yep.
so that it doesn't. Are you able to do that with your Jira magic?
My Jira magic.
I don't have permissions to do a bunch of things, so I'm not even sure if I can move it.
Let's
Yeah, but I
see.
think
I
this
should
one
be able
looks like
to.
ready for dev, Cornelia.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ah, yes, I can. So let's delete that. Do
And
this.
you can just make it like related. I think it should be in there as a
Yeah.
related thing because we want the devs to see that that those are pieces of work that could be done together or should be done together, presumably. All right.
There you go. Relates to.
Thank you.
No problem.
Remote storage integration, Library of Congress.
You can skip past this one. It's
Okay.
evil. It's disturbing.
Okay. It is an LC one.
Yeah, and honestly, this is probably of all the remote storage integrations, this is probably the simplest one. But yeah, since no one's really using Fetch except for Library of Congress, I don't think that we could actually even refine it within RA. The remote storage working group, we kind of touched on some of the stuff for this with the KayaSoft, because what I was thinking of doing with KayaSoft, I figured it could be related over to Fetch. Because it's more of a pull environment instead of a push environment. But yeah.
Gotcha. All right, but it's remote storage, which is a subgroup that isn't currently meeting. All right, so we're going to leave that one alone. Let's make this one be our last one for today, and
No,
then
kill it. Kill it.
kill
Top
it.
10.
Add
Yeah.
wildcard capabilities in the circ rules. Oh.
What?
So
Yeah.
being able to, oh my God. So does this mean being able to ping multiple, to identify multiple
Yep. And
so you
that's for
can
OPRS.
match
Yes.
points?
Yeah.
This seems
Yeah.
like it could be a disaster.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, this is for OpenRS, the DTB patrons and everything. Those are agency codes that are ours. Who submitted this?
Tim
Tim Auger.
Auger
He
from
yeah.
EBSCO.
Yeah. He does actually have enough DCB in reach, that sort of thing. So it actually,
Yeah.
yes, for DCB in particular. And more likely it's because of when you're dealing with DCB rules, he wants to be able to say, like, if all the locations start with DCB, that he can create a rule and circ rules, but
Yeah, I think we're past this because we got a way for it to work without having to do that. None of our rules are using or needing to use our multiple six agency code patrons. I think this is how I expected to put things in originally, and they came up with the DCB location as opposed to these six agency codes. So this isn't needed. It's passing use.
Nice.
All right.
Marcus close.
Close.
Quick, delete
Close.
it before anyone tries to do
Woohoo.
it.
Excellent. Awesome. I love it. All right. We can. All right. Maybe we have time for one more. This will be our last one for real this time. This might be,
No,
and this might be
could be,
Amelia's.
yeah, no, oh yeah, really, this is Amelia's. So,
Right. It's Amelia's. Her name is even on it. User management.
Jira.
No, I would say half and half because it's at
Oh, it's
checkout.
checkout display, right?
Yeah. And
There
I
are
honestly.
two others on the spreadsheet, but they are probably done by now. There's also Amelia, so yeah, probably done by now.
Okay. You...
Yeah, I think this ticket is ready for development, and we're just planning it for Umbrella Leaf.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Then
This,
we
doesn't
don't.
this also follow the work, Amelia, that you were doing with pronouns and a few other things with custom fields?
Yeah, this is kind of the follow-up to the custom field accordion customization, which lets you choose which accordion in the user record the custom fields show up. So this would add a settings page to the circulation other settings. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like a multi-select where you can choose custom fields to display.
On the checkout screen.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Just kind of after whatever other information is displaying.
Gotcha. Cool. All right, so this one's all set. It's not really ours, and it looks like it's ready to go anyway. All right, so we're going to end at 4712. We will pick up in 2 weeks at 4752. And I'll look back at those, Cornelia, that you said are on the spreadsheet, but not on this
Yeah,
list.
they are
If
closed. They
they
are
got closed,
closed.
okay, perfect. Yay. Hooray. Good job, everyone. We got through a bunch.
Can you remind me what when we're gonna start doing the fee fine things on Thursday, what day that was?
Supposed to be next week, right,
Next week.
Tom?
Okay.
Is that right? We're gonna do alternating. Is that our
Think so,
plan?
but
We think so. Okay.
okay.
As far as
Thank
we know,
you.
that's our plan, Aaron, is to do this ticket review on this week and
Yep.
then every 2 weeks,
Perfect.
and then the
Okay.
intervening weeks will be fee fines starting next Thursday.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
So we'll push something out into Slack about that. I think there's already a might already be a placeholder on the wiki, but I'll make sure that's in there. All
So
right.
the rest of the tickets in the spreadsheet are either Amelia's or they are quite new. So we are almost done, I think.
Okay.
What I found is some stories that don't have UX prods that are that maybe need to be discussed or prioritized or sorted through to a UX prod. I can't find them now, but I don't know if can someone help me to find them in Jira, put up a filter.
For which ones, Cornelia? The ones that are.
That don't have UX prods.
I don't know how
I
I don't know how to find them.
yeah. Listen, those are a little tricky because if they're not a UX prod and they're in, let's say, Circ UI or something of that nature, they're usually sub tickets under a UX prod. I don't know if
Yeah.
it's possible to search for tickets that are not. Maybe there is. It might be a possibility to look for a new feature, the new feature type in other projects.
Okay.
I can play around a little bit. It's going to be wonky, though. I could
Okay.
say that right. It's definitely going to be wonky.
Well, we'll see if we can dig a few more up.
Yes,
Cornelia, you and I.
I can't find my example right now, but I found one and I said, oh, I want this and it needs to be done, but yeah, it wasn't on our list.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's touch base and see if we can figure out how to get the rest of those. All right. Thanks, all. We will see some of you on Monday, same time, same
Yay.
place. Take care.
Yeah.
Have
Thank you.
fun.
Everyone, have a good
Bye.
day. Everyone,
Bye.
bye.
Bye.